everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about my reactive low blood sugar experience. So low blood sugar is when your blood sugar drops to a very low level, and that can be very dangerous, to be honest. If you have mild low blood sugar, you will feel weak, powerless, shaky, sweaty, and you just feel like you don't feel like doing anything because every inch of your muscle is weak. And if you have acute low blood sugar, it can be very dangerous. Your muscles basically give up functioning, and then you can't stand up. Elevating is so painful. You cannot breathe properly because your chest muscles and lung muscles are probably weak as well. Sometimes you even start losing sight and hearing because your body is just not functioning very well. And then I once had that. I actually had it twice. So ever since growing up, I have been having some blood sugar problems. I think it's hereditary. And twice when I skipped meals and I ended up passing out for a short time, at that time I wasn't aware if it was blood sugar or it was just me being tired. I had this very naive idea and impression of connecting not eating with fainting. So I tried to eat properly, and I ate a lot of food during my college time, and only one low blood sugar episode happened when I didn't eat much on my period. But up until then, my only low blood sugar episodes happened when I didn't eat properly. But then when I went to the US, things started to change. There's a lot of sugar in the food in America. But I also had a lot of sugar drinks in Asia as well. So once I woke up in the morning, and all of a sudden, I started losing all the strength of my body. I started losing sight. I started seeing just everything turning black in front of my eyes, and I started not hearing well. I panicked. I dropped myself onto the bed because I was rapidly losing strength and I couldn't stand back up. I told my roommate to get a sugar drink for me ASAP, and fortunately we had stacks of sugar drinks at home. And quickly I drank Fanta. And judging from my experience, if it's low blood sugar, if I just drink sugar drinks, 30 seconds later I should have been feeling better, but I wasn't. So I started really, really panicking because at that point I was lying in bed. I couldn't even breathe properly. I could still breathe, but it was very far-fetched and I definitely couldn't elevate myself. So I told him to call an ambulance. So an ambulance came. They tested my blood sugar. My blood sugar was normal then already, so they took me to the hospital with an ambulance. They tested everything on me, including everything blood-related, urine, and everything, and nothing was wrong. So I was really, really confused. They dismissed me, I went back home. But I really want to prevent this from happening again, so I did a massive amount of research. Then I started to realize what I had might have been reactive low blood sugar, because the way I felt that morning was really similar to low blood sugar. So I thought it might have been a very serious episode of low blood sugar. I wasn't thinking about other issues like organ failures or stuff like that. So I did a lot of research on low blood sugar and diabetes and diseases related to blood sugar. And then I read there's actually two types of low blood sugar. There's fasting low blood sugar, and then there is reactive low blood sugar. Medically, they're called fasting hypoglycemia and reactive hypoglycemia. So hyperglycemia means that there is a higher amount of blood sugar in your blood than desired, And hypoglycemia means that there is too low of a blood sugar level in your blood. So knowing that I have hypoglycemia, I have reactive hypoglycemia, I have started to realize that if I eat a large amount of carbohydrates, which will be broken down to sugar in your blood, without any protein or fats to balance the blood sugar, I will end up with low blood sugar. This is because my body overproduces insulin for my cells to open to receive the blood sugar from my blood. So I actually, eventually, when all the insulins are used up, I end up with low blood sugar in my blood. And I think this can be a sign of pre-diabetes. Because if your cells actually develop insulin resistance, and initially your cells cannot receive all the blood sugar that it needed, your body overproduces insulin. And eventually these insulins all start to work. And then your blood actually gets sucked out of blood sugar. And then you end up with really bad low blood sugar. But what I see online is that this reactive low blood sugar episode usually happens 4 or 5 hours after you eat a carb-heavy meal without the proper protein and fats to balance it out. But what happened to me was early in the morning. It was just after I woke up. Which means, if I go to sleep after eating lots of carbs without any protein, I will just have an 8 hour or 9 hour window of my blood sugar dropping. And I actually don't really wake up, even if my body enters a really dangerous mode. And I don't wake up in the middle of the night to remind myself to take sugar and protein. So actually, when I actually wake up in the morning naturally, my body has already probably been declining its blood sugar for about 3 or 4 hours to a really, really dangerous state. So when I wake up, I get acute low blood sugar, which means a massive amount of strength loss and just basically being unable to stand up. And this is deadly. This can be lethal. And I definitely don't want to experience that again. It takes me 30 to 40 minutes to recover my strength when this happens, and I get waves of weakness. It's just, it feels like you can do nothing because your brain is losing power. Your body is losing power. You can't even stand up and open the door and ask for help. All you can do is to call someone on your phone, and talking is even really hard, and it's one of the most lethal and scariest thing ever because there's really nothing you can do in those scenarios. And you just feel like death is coming upon you in waves. And that's just something, it's just the most horrible thing I've ever experienced in my life. So the reason my low blood sugar episode happened that time was because I only ate noodles the night before, so only carbs, without anything else. I actually found Dr. Beck's channel on YouTube where he talked about how to diet for reactive hypoglycemia. He basically said, whenever you eat carbs, eat protein with it. Because protein actually triggers glucagon from your liver, which is stored sugar from your liver. And the sugar goes back into your blood to balance out your blood sugar. And ever since I followed his diet tip, I haven't been having this kind of scary low blood sugar episode in the morning. And I'm ever grateful that he saved my life. I'm really grateful to have been able to live a normal life. And this is amazing. And I hope you really enjoyed my story, and I hope you enjoyed hearing about my rare medical condition. And I wish you a good evening, and we'll talk next time.